This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, June 5th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. USDA continuing screwworm response, Rollins says, hearing tidbits, and Ross defends Proposition 12. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says while no one has a crystal ball, emergence of New World screwworm in Texas shouldn't significantly diminish the U.S. cattle herd. The cases should be isolated, Rollins told reporters yesterday after roughly a four-hour appearance before the House Ag Committee. Rollins said USDA is prepared to handle the pest, which is largely eradicated from the U.S. in the 1960s and 70s, aside from a few cases found in deer in the Florida Keys in 2016. While the full 400 to 500 million sterile flies needed to suppress NWS outbreaks won't be available until next year, there are tools available now, Rollins said. While dropping the flies, we're Johnny on the spot. We have technology treatment, Rollins said. We didn't have any of this in the 50s and 60s, so we're in a very different scenario. Rollins also said she doesn't expect any meaningful impact on beef prices. USDA has enough staff in place to battle NWS, and no congressional action is needed to deal with the threat. Timothy Schell, the director of the Food and Drug Administration Center for Veterinary Medicine, told reporters on a press call yesterday the agency has authorized 12 products used to treat screwworm cases in multiple species. Schell noted there's been high interest and high demand for a feed treatment and said FDA was working very diligently to provide that option as soon as possible. Other topics of interest at the oversight hearing include specialty crops. Several lawmakers criticized USDA's funding for specialty crop programs as inadequate, even though program assistance was raised to $1.6 billion last week. Rollins said, quote, this is really a congressional question. We stand by and are ready to assist if that determination, more funding, is made. Representative Gabe Vasquez, a Democrat of New Mexico, told Rollins that some of his constituents have been waiting over 6 months for specialty crop payments. Rollins said there was room for improvement at FSA offices, saying that some are operating at 50 to 60% staffing compared to before the Trump administration came into office. Representative Nikki Baczynski of Illinois told Rollins, quote, a streamlined file doesn't help much if there isn't enough staff in the office, referring to the department's, quote, one farmer, one file initiative. Rollins told lawmakers that ensuring FSA offices are adequately staffed and responding to farmers in a timely manner is one of her top priorities. Rollins cited DEI initiatives as a major strain on USDA time and resources and taxpayer dollars. She specifically called out a canceled grant about queer and biopic farmers and said, when Abraham Lincoln founded this department in 1862, never in a million years would he ever have been okay with some of the priorities that the last administration had put in place. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. During June Dairy Month, it's worth pausing between bites to appreciate the quiet powerhouse that turns Midwestern milk into mortgages paid, schools funded, and small towns kept whole. Cheese manufacturing has become one of the most important economic engines across the upper Midwest dairy sector and a cornerstone of the broader U.S. dairy economy. Roughly 90% of milk produced within the upper Midwest federal milk marketing order is processed into cheese, which is to say, in our corner of the country, milk grows up and gets a job. That's why Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative is committed to advancing policies that strengthen American farms, sustain cheese production, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Visit edgedairy.com to learn more about the power of cheese. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. California Department of Food and Agriculture Secretary Karen Ross defends her state's Proposition 12 animal welfare law on the latest AgriPulse newsmakers airing today, saying it was not caused the widespread supply disruptions critics predicted. No one's being forced to make any changes unless they want to sell into this market, Ross said in the interview, adding that processors can establish dedicated production lines for Prop 12 compliant pork, similar to organic product systems. A lot of people stood in line to be certified to sell into this market because there was a premium for it. A Republican-led provision advanced in the House-passed Farm Bill that would prohibit states from regulating agriculture production practices beyond their borders. But it faces an uphill battle in the higher chamber when Senate Ag Chair John Bozeman said he doesn't think there's a single Democrat that would vote for it. Bozeman has since confirmed the complete provision will not be included in the Senate Farm Bill text to be released this month. Ross acknowledged ongoing concerns about pork affordability, particularly for lower-income consumers and smaller markets where products may not be as widely available. Still, she said the state's focus is now on helping producers and processors navigate compliance requirements. Ross also framed Prop 12 as a part of a broader shift in consumer expectations about animal welfare rather than a unique California phenomenon. Animal welfare and animal care matters to a lot of people, Ross said, arguing that younger consumers in particular have driven the change. A new episode of AgriPulse Newsmakers, filmed in Sacramento, will be released today. You can hear more about water, MAHA, and a retirement message from Ross, as well as from Ag Council of California President Emily Rooney and Chris Zamboni, President and CEO of Ag Association Management Services, Incorporated. Six Democratic New York lawmakers asking Secretary Rollins for a disaster declaration following an April frost that damaged fruit and vegetable crops in the state. In a letter, the lawmakers, Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, and Representatives Patrick Ryan, Paul Tonko, Josh Riley, and Timothy Kennedy, said a spring freeze that hit apple, grape, stone fruit, pear, strawberry, and onion crops caused an estimated economic loss of $30 million. The event resulted in between 15 and 100% crop loss for impacted growers, they added. The House voted 213 to 210 to pass a $23.6 billion appropriations bill covering the Agriculture Department, the FDA, and related agencies. The bill, H.R. 8646, includes $1.2 billion for USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service to help combat the New World screwworm. The Trump administration is facing the first case of the livestock endangering pest for decades, as well as bird flu and other foreign plant and animal diseases. Democrats have decried the measure over cuts to food aid programs, such as the USDA's Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, known as WIC. Congressional Republicans are pushing a bill to gut WIC by an additional $200 million, according to Representative Chrissy Hollahan of Pennsylvania. When Americans are already struggling to feed their families, this change would strip support from already vulnerable moms and children. Speaking on the House floor ahead of the vote, Ag Appropriations Subcommittee Chair Andy Harris of Maryland sought to refute such criticism. The bill provides full funding of $8 billion for WIC. USDA data clearly shows that WIC participation has been declining and is not projected to be as high as originally estimated for fiscal year 2027, Harris said. USDA also expects to have sufficient carryover funds to meet all the program's needs. Here's today's final word. This summer, it's imminent. That Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins at the House Agriculture Committee hearing on the timing of guidance on biofuel feedstocks that farmers hope to use to fully monetize the Clean Fuel Production Tax Credit known as 45Z. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, June 5th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.